Skankfest New Orleans is happening November 14th through 16th. Get your tickets right now. There's only individual day passes left. All access is sold out. VIP is sold out. Do not miss out on the biggest Skankfest we've ever had.
What are those dates again?
November 14th through 16th.
Shit, I've got something. I'll try my best to be there. What tickets are left?
Single day passes.
Oh, only single day passes.
I'll come Sunday.
Yeah, I'll swing through if I can. Look, I mean, like, you know, the plans aren't in stone, but they're pretty fun plans.
So. Marilyn Manson live twice.
Marilyn Manson, back to back, same day. Skankfest is everyone's yearly party that you know to come to see all your favorite comics in the world and get to hang out, take pictures. It's a fan fest.
It is the largest lineup we've ever had. Favorites like Tim Dillon, Shane Gillis, Nick Mullen, Joe List, Robert Kelly, Sam Hyde, and obviously the Legion of Skanks, and many, many more. Over 150 comedians, 6 stages, 3 full days of comedy, fighting, music, and everything else you love about Skankfest. Go to skankfest.com right now and grab your single day passes.
Hey guys, do you love merch?
Come on.
Well, you didn't give me any more information than merch.
True.
Well,
you did just say merch.
Do you guys love merch? It's a crazy thing to ask the fans.
Hey, do you guys bash for merch?
Hey, I'm talking to a bunch of merch heads here, right?
Legion of Skanks is back, everybody, with merch. Bigger and better than ever.
We got t-shirts, we got hoodies, coming soon, hats, a bunch of brand new designs, and new designs coming out all the time. All you got to do if you want to join the Skank Revolution is go to skanksmerch.com.
Merch!
Merch!
So much merch!
You guys want merch!
The revolution will be fought with merch!
What's going on, Skanks fans? If you want to be a part of the live studio audience, you can come every Monday night to The Stand in New York City and watch us tape live.
That's every single Monday except for the ones we're not doing it.
For the most part, we're there. So get your tickets now.
A good 70% of the time we're there.
A good 65% of the time we're there.
Numbers may not be exact.
It's a very fun show. Come be a part of the fucking chaos every single week at The Stand Comedy Club, Monday nights. Get your tickets right now at thestandnyc.com.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your bomb cast. Big J kills them like O.J. Simpson. Acquit. If the fingerless glove don't fit, get break quick by that big dick Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Don't get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. They natural born killers, Legion of Skanks.
Welcome to the
club. Are we on?
I was bummed about leaving the building because can't curse at Rebecca like our fans.
Yeah, you can. Shut the fuck up, Rebecca. Yeah, she actually, Rebecca's helping because she's taking the squeaky ball away from Dawkins.
Yes.
She's not squeaking in our ears the whole time.
That's fair. Welcome to Legion of Skanks, everybody. Live from my house.
Yeah. Hey. The Big J Backyard Pavilion. Pavilion Life.
Pavilion
Edition.
Yeah, Pavilion, our first Pavilion episode.
Ooh, this is the Pavilion series.
The Pavilion series?
We'll call it the Pavilion series.
Okay. Okay. I like
this
what you're doing.
This Pavilion is pretty fucking sweet, Jay.
It's a sweet Pavilion.
Aaron, this must look huge to you.
It's so tall. What do you do with all this? What like are these 34-foot ceilings?
This, what is it, an outside cathedral?
Jesus, who put this in? They bring a crane
Michelangelo
in?
Michelangelo paint the roof of your pavilion?
Wow, top of the
guest.
Sistine
That's
J
our guest,
Chapel.
Aaron Berg.
Dude, beautiful pavilion.
Thank you.
Not a lot of pavilions in this neighborhood.
Didn't even know I wanted a pavilion until I saw the pavilion. And then I really wanted a pavilion.
You're a pavilion boy.
I am. And Lewis, as soon as he solidifies a new place, pavilion.
Pavilion, of course.
You're going to pavilion.
Well, we'll see. I don't know. Guys, don't even get me going because I don't want to get us demonetized. And I have some real choice words about a certain group of people that Dave also has choice words about all the time.
I've never said anything.
Oh, the guys that build pavilions.
Oh.
I've never said, it's more like
the guys who built the Egyptian pavilions.
Wait a minute. Jews don't build pavilions. Was I not supposed to say that? Are you going to be demonetized?
No, we're good.
Now?
We're fine.
I think that's a true thing.
I got no problems with the Jews.
Oh, thank God.
Just these particular Jews.
No. They're
well,
great.
Who'd you think you were going to get screwed in a business deal by? The Dominicans?
You know, I gotta be honest with you. I've seen two real estate agents today, both Italian. I'm a dude. I get old school racism now. What? Once you get screwed over by
now?
One group of people,
you just
one
get
time,
it now.
I've never been anti-Semitic until now, guys.
It's different. Old
it's
school
all been
racism
a gag.
And anti-Semitism. It's a different thing. Yeah. But let me ask you this. Has one of us ever pulled a sword on you at a car dealership?
That is true. I put Jews slightly
above Africans.
Above Africans.
You, what I'm blown away by this snare, because I'm just learning about this now, is that I thought you were as good as in the place you were in.
Doggy.
It was like, if you give us this number, if you give us this number,
it's like if you give me this number, you could have it. I gave them that number. They're like, you know what? No. Give us this number, then you could have it. Then I gave them that number.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Boy,
so they just bitched you and then kicked you out of your house?
They smacked me. They smacked me, and then I was like, okay, the other number, they smacked me again.
Here's more money.
That feeling, it sucks, and you go, I'll tuck my tail one more time, and they go, get the fuck out of my face.
Yeah.
You're like, but I'm, you're just holding all this money in front of them.
I finally understand the plight of the Palestinians. I'm being removed from my home by Jews.
Yeah. Long overdue, I would say.
Long overdue. You've been occupying that space for too long.
I get it completely now, Dave.
At least in this case, they're the rightful owners.
True. True.
Oh, fuck. I call my driveway the Gaza Strip. Fucking pissed right now.
Dude. Used to be a skyscraper there. It's not anymore.
This is going to work out better for you. You're going to find a better place.
Maybe. I'm stressed
like this
now.
This is like what we're just the same thing you say to your friends no matter what rejection they get.
And yeah.
Like, it's even better for you to get kicked out of your home.
Sometimes it's good to leave Palestine and go to a brand new place and start over.
I'm filming a special.
Especially while they're still
in
Palestine.
Right now, I'm filming a special. I'm taking my family on vacation in the next month.
Yeah.
And you live on a street
I'm writing a book. There's, it's not the time to be homeless.
Yeah,
it's true.
Jewel would beg to differ.
When's the lease up?
The lease has been up.
Oh, it's just until they sell.
He's squatting.
So now...
Yeah. He's a squatter.
He can't kick
me
out.
I'm going to squat
lease.
In the attic.
What's a lease, doggy?
I refuse to let you take this land away from me.
The lease ended in June.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it just ended.
It's just been going month to month.
Yeah, but it was supposed to, it just started going month to month, and then we started talking about buying it. I gave them the idea to put the house on the market. They weren't even trying to sell it. And they're like, all right, we'll sell it to you. And then they started talking to their fucking...
Family.
neighbors.
Tread carefully.
And then they fucking decided that they want to actually put it on the market now. So,
that sucks.
And the offer that I gave them is so crazy. It's so much.
It's like they fucking agreed to a ceasefire and then just fucking.
There's a ceasefire between Lewis and the landlords. Oh, Lewis just fired shots. Landlord fired back. Dude, you're going to find a better place.
You will.
That house, you just
It's a wonderful house.
You just wanted to stay there because it'd save you moving.
It would save me moving.
Yeah.
I was paying $50,000 more easily.
That location.
No, it's a beautiful house. It's close to the city.
Bad neighborhood.
It's a nice house, but
bad neighborhood.
No, it's not a bad neighborhood.
There's a Puerto Rican there, dude.
You let a Puerto Rican move.
Oh, shit. The bad neighborhood keeps following you everywhere you move. That's crazy.
Oh boy.
Nah, dude, it is. I said this to you when you called me this morning. It's like, yeah, fuck, it's annoying. It sucks. But like, now you get to look for a fucking different place.
Dude, you know
you're
what?
Ready.
You love to jump that. On.
And well, the house that I put
more fun than just knowing where you're going to stay already.
Yeah. The house is that I put an offer for is fucking beautiful, but they're not going to accept the offer. I know they're not.
They're not.
No. Who would accept an offer from you? Offer me something right now.
Watch. I won't take it.
No, tell me you're going to take it and then be like, no, I'm kidding.
Yeah. I'll take it. Offer me. Ew, not that.
So you're already putting offers on other houses.
Yeah.
I guess I'll take your shirt if you throw in your shorts.
I got to move.
Actually, no.
And that's my
you want to humiliate yourself and get naked for me? I don't want your shirt. I don't want your shorts and shirt. I just want to know that you would do it because you're my bitch.
My type of ADD is like now all I can do is think about this until it's off my plate. So now I'm just going to literally put in an offer for every house I go to.
Zillow's fun.
It's fun to a certain degree when you have time. Now I feel like I don't have time to look for a place.
I get excited because Justin Silver keeps saying he's going to move out here and rent. Like out to Jersey and rent. And I was like, so now I have a reason again. I'm like, oh, I put in like his rental range in Zillow so I could just send him. I go, look at this bad boy here.
Right. It is fun.
I'll give you 3,000 Scooby snacks. Justin only has dog bucks.
I'll tell you, I don't care for the app. I got the app,
really,
and I just didn't like the way it works. And I just went back to just doing it off the site. But Zillow is a lot of fun.
Oh, I go on the app. I love that app.
Once you're a homeowner, you're gonna be so excited, dude. It's the best.
I'm fucking pissed.
Roll homo.
Yeah, it's so great. Nurse. The best thing in the world is being a homeowner, and the worst thing in the world is having to move.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I hate it. I hate it. I'm moving. So fucking pissed.
All right. It sucks. What did I tell you this morning? Me and Lewis had a whole talk about this. And I went, Lewis, of all
stop
the...
Stop crying like I've a been, fucking lady for 3 seconds.
That was at the heart of it. He's like,
Lewis, can I offer you some advice? I'm like, yes, please. He's like, you know what? Never mind.
Well, I go...
Yeah, I don't want to give you advice.
Lewis, can I offer some advice to you? I go, ask me pretty please. I'll offer some advice to you pretty please. And I went, nah, actually, I don't have any advice for you. So.
Advice?
So I just wanted to prove you'd say it.
Advice,
no, I told you, I've been one of your closest friend, if not your second closest friend, you know, for fucking over 20 years. And I've seen you in many I'm kicked out of my house crises, and this is by far the best one you've ever been in.
This is the best
by
one.
Far. Yeah. You're literally by going, far, hey, dude. These guys won't take this huge sum of money I was trying to offer them for the house. I have to bring this to the open market now.
There was a time when every night with Lewis would end with some sort of an argument, and he would go, I'm fucking homeless.
We're so metal.
I'm fucking homeless. Why'd you say this?
Homeless.
Why are you doing this? Why are you doing this right now? What's this? And he goes, dude, I'm fucking homeless. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I have been homeless. Dude, Nate Bargatze had to move me out of a place, him and Beatrice completely, while I stood outside and watched them because I wasn't allowed to legally re-enter the apartment.
No, I was there.
No, it was Nate there. And Beatrice.
I was there.
You were there too?
I was there.
You were Beatrice.
I was there. I was there.
Oh my God, you were Beatrice.
I had your baby.
You sucked my dick that day. I remember this now.
No, it was. I remember fucking when you had to show. I was there with you when you got arrested.
When I got arrested, you were there for sure.
I was there back with you when you had to show the cop the court order thing, but you had like the wrong date on it or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
You were trying to like cover the thing
so
you wouldn't see it. I was there for that shit.
When you go back through all the pictures of your life, there's always Dave in the background. Yeah, Dave's always in the background of a picture. He's always been watching over you, looking exactly like this.
Dave's my guardian angel. Thank you.
I was going to say Tyler Durden.
Thank you, Jew.
When Nate was outside, is that when he came up with the idea for Nateland?
Lewis had to
man, I want to have a place that's all just for me.
You guys are all mocking him. He's going to do this.
Of course he is.
He's doing Nateland.
No. I did a 180 on Nateland completely in such a short amount of time. Right away, because, again, we know these people from ground level.
Yeah.
When they're everyone's struggling trying to make it. And I see what Nate's done, and I'm like, Nateland is such a dumb, I'll smile to his face and say, great idea, and then shit talk behind my back. Before I even got to shit talk behind his back much,
yeah,
I was right away like, if this fails miserably,
yeah,
he's financially fine.
Really?
So why not?
Come on, no, I don't think it's that 100%. Much
money. He made $89 million last year.
Right.
That's it was crazy. More.
Off of Nateland?
Yeah, that's what you read about.
No, that's
about
how much he made. But how much do you think Nateland's going to cost?
You're not accounting for appreciated assets.
He's got it.
$4,000?
Whatever it is,
inflation.
He's got it.
Oh, man.
He wouldn't take, wouldn't let him take a risk like that without making sure this is not going to hit the bottom line.
We're doing a whole Nate bit over here.
We're at Eastville one night, and I go,
I want to tilt the world.
He goes, I'm next to make my own amusement park one day.
I'm going
to
have a slide where you get a potato sack.
This is called the sticky wall ride. It was like, there's a Gravitron?
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
Man. It's a That's sticky wall it. Ride.
This is the scary house. This is the scary mirror house. Everything's right dead on. This is the up and down circle.
The coaster that rolls. It's a roller coaster, man. No, man, it's different.
This is the fast carts.
These are the cars that slam into each other, but we got bumpers around them.
This is a dragon thing.
That one was so long. Like, couldn't you just say the couple words?
There's a dragon thing that goes this way, that way. Every sign is humongous with small font.
But here's the thing. Every game, everyone wins at Nateland. Nate, we are losing a lot of money.
Yeah, he goes, dude, we are eating our ass right now on stuffed animals. What are we doing? We might as well just give away stuffed animals at a shelter.
Yeah, but everybody got to be happy, man.
Everybody can't hit the balloon in the mouth with the water. You got to make retards feel good, man. A lot of slow kids out here, man. Want a fucking stuffed animal.
Jimmy Fallon singing
you
on
happy
the main
now?
Stage.
Y'all made me curse.
Nate's a tyrant. Yeah. The owner of Nateland.
You think these fucking kids don't want their fucking... You happy now? You happy now? You got Nate cursing.
The fuck
talks
you mean?
In third person.
What you mean we need ramps for these retards to get up?
Now
they cost too much money. Just roll them faster.
Someone goes, calm down, NB. What? Thank you. Sorry.
I mean, Nate is...
That's my sensei.
Nate and his family are basically from... the Righteous Gemstones. They're that family now. Yeah. There's just a bunch of fucking rich hillbillies.
There's an argument that I'm closer friends with Laura Bargatze than
I love Laura.
Love both of them.
No, she's great. First of all, they're both fantastic. But I've spent such weird, intimate time with Laura Bargatze.
Hold on, boys.
Naked, listening to fucking R&B.
Jesus, whoa.
No, just like
I always suspected it.
I had to sit. I sat with her.
I'm surprised he's hanging in front of Christine.
We sat for 6 hours in the hospital because
tantrically sexing.
She thought she had radon poisoning. Yeah, because I held in my cums too long.
Just
we got stuck together. My dickhead got so fat that I couldn't take it out.
Makes sense.
It happens. They said it happens. No, she got there was like a gas leak in her house, and she got fucking like affected by it. So I had to take her to the hospital.
Dude, she helped me back in Queens.
Of course,
right?
she helped me. You know, because you were there for one of those fist fights. She helped me fist fight my landlords.
What?
I wasn't there for the...
You weren't there for the fight, but you were there for the landlords going crazy more than once.
No, I was there for a fight. I wasn't there for a fight.
When she bit Carla.
And Carla... can we say this now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Carla punched this old lady in the face.
She bit her, though.
Fucking, the old lady bit her. No. Carla wasn't wrong. She grabbed Carla's arm and bit it, and Carla almost like instinctively just backfisted her. But, I mean, I watched this, and I missed the bite. There was like a big argument, and we're like looking around with other people in the middle of it. I don't remember who
Kurt was there.
Why did none of you just give notice?
And then all I saw.
The fuck is wrong?
No, this wasn't my fault at all.
From my perspective, and Carla did show me the bite mark later. Well, from my perspective.
There's a video on a flip. Remember the flip cameras? Yeah. Not the flip phone. The flip camera. It was like a little box.
Yeah, I remember it.
And you'd shoot the thing out the side via
you
USB.
Plug in the side, yeah.
The USB. So there's a footage of this on that.
I don't remember that, but I just looked back and just saw Carla crack this fucking old lady in the face, and I went. And then Jake
did an impression of an Asian.
Mush, mushy.
So, you think you can bite my friend?
You crack of my great great grandma.
Who's sully now?
No, what was funny was in the video,
then the
great,
cops
is
came.
The lady.
Cop showed up?
Oh, yeah, the cops
came. We're doing sounds.
And then that was one of the nights, that was one of my like flip outs with like cursing at cops, really doing like the, what are you guys here for? They did the. Well, everybody gets arrested or nobody gets arrested.
Yeah.
I go, I'll get arrested so this old lady and her daughter go to jail too. And they were like, come on, man. That doesn't work like that. I go, you just said everybody gets arrested or nobody gets arrested.
Yeah.
So I'm saying I'll get arrested. And then they just wouldn't. They wouldn't do it.
Oh.
Yeah. Although
it
was.
Which sucked. I was like, I'll go. I'll ruin this lady's night. She's going to be more freaked out than I am for the night.
One thing I did love about it was. That
cut to Jay getting raped in jail.
Yeah, he goes, oh my God, they're having a much better time than me. Oh God. This is just a holding cell. I'm not even in jail yet.
They called me Fresh Fish. I'm just in Brooklyn. Oh God.
They had a way nicer time. They're handcuffed to a desk in the hallway.
Oh my God. I'm wearing a
gimp. Space for the ladies.
Oh my God, they made
you,
me a gimp.
Tubby, black cell too.
Yo, this kid's got a this kid's got a bottomless throat.
You got fucking cranberry juice in your lips like lipstick.
Hell yeah,
man, I ain't raped nobody in an hour. Hey, Fresh Fish.
Fresh Fish.
Fresh Fish?
Remember the moment when, the cops come and then, like, you know, like, it's outside of Jay's house. So it's like there's both parties. You know, there's, like, me and Jay.
Where
and
was
Carla.
This? Queens?
Yeah.
Kurt.
Out in Queens. I don't think Kurt was there, dude.
Was this the house where Lewis was having sex and somebody was watching from outside?
No, that never happened. Cool. But that was an old like, you know.
That fake story happened a long time ago.
That was a fake story.
But yes, that neighborhood. Yeah.
That was right around the time we did satire.
I remember
satire.
That fake story.
But
do you remember when we were just telling crazy, untrue stories?
It was for a while when you're trying to blow and then you get to a certain point.
Oh, my God.
Remember that one
you
made
get to
up
a certain
about a
point
poem?
Where you have something to lose, and then you go, now I'm going to start telling true stories.
No, well, yeah.
You're like,
we were like, hey, remember the time we watched Lewis fuck a girl on 9/11? We were all lying, too. The rent is easy lie, dude.
Yeah. But our fans forgave us. So, but the cops come. So it's like our group there, and then there's like the Asian. It was like the one who got punched and her daughter and someone else. And it's the biggest like bitch out moment in life when you're both just like explaining your side of the story to cops.
And you're like, both, you over there, over here.
But you're also both there. You're like, no, punish them.
I called. You both called.
You both.
I took this 20 that was real into this deli, and I don't understand what the issue is.
The cops immediately are like, okay, Carla's got a fucking bite mark on her arm. This woman's got a big welt on her fucking face. They're like, there's a mark on both of you. you know, you say you started it, you say you started it, whatever, then they're like either. But as the Asians are pleading their case, these aren't fucking American Asians who just happen to fucking look Asian.
Well, the daughter
these
is.
Are, no, these fucking, well, maybe the daughter
the
a little
mom
better.
Was not.
These are heavy accent.
They speak, no, they speak no English.
Yeah, she's like, cannot fucking say a word. Yeah, the mom says doesn't say
that's
a
that's the
lick.
Problem. We had to end up dealing with this daughter. The daughter would just
who's
back
a heavy
up the
accent? The daughter's heavy accent.
No, no.
The mom
was,
is.
The daughter was super American.
Okay. All
her name was
right.
Grace. She was very American.
Well,
but the parents, but everybody else in the family, except for them, spoke no English.
Yeah.
So she was the conduit. So she had to like. By be like their fight proxy when it's like she you can all make her understand like this is great like they were wrong we won the court
no they were Wongs
they were Wongs it was the it was a court case like they hit us up one day with an eviction notice like it was not an eviction it was the our lease was coming up and they said thank you guys you've been good tenants we're asking you to leave at the end of the month like they waited till like the month and then you have to leave next month and we're broke I was getting ready to leave for those corn tours. So we just wrote back an email saying, hey, would it be okay if we have like through the summer, just like 3 months, basically, so our daughter can finish school or whatever it was. It was the beginning. I'm sorry. It was to the summertime.
Yeah.
So my daughter can finish school where she's at. We don't have to worry about that. They just sent back a lawyer's notice saying like, oh, you're being difficult. So we're evicting you, which is just illegal.
Yeah.
We weren't even in a fight with them. We were just asked. We were like, oh, all right, listen, it's a rental. So if like they want us out, they can just tell us to go.
Is it illegal, though, if your lease was over?
No, but they
no,
can't.
No, it wasn't illegal.
They start the eviction process. They were like, we're not behind in rent. We're not staying over time. There's nothing to evict over.
Yeah, they just sent us. They sent us. We want you. You have to be out right now. And we're like.
Well, my understanding, because. You know, I'm literally...
You're being evicted,
being
yes.
evicted right now,
yes.
technically. I'm sorry. It's not being evicted. So the eviction process, you go to court and they actually have you evicted. Well, them sending a notice saying you have to be out within 30 days isn't illegal.
It was because they... Well, then also, very quickly, when they sent the lawyer thing after us, it was just like, we didn't say anything. There's a lawyer. So it was ridiculous. They told us not to pay rent. We got like... We ended up not paying rent for like...
No, yeah,
six
they
months.
No, because yeah, they went through the we process. Won. Getting you evicted is the issue.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what you could do.
But
you
it was
could,
but we won the case of like unlawful eviction. It
yeah,
was,
but
like,
then they started COVID and shut the country.
Yeah, so
down.
Who really won?
And I guess at the end of the day, they do win.
Yeah, so they won big.
That is true.
But I was going to say it was COVID. Very funny. I just remember at one point the old lady is trying to like plead her case to the cops, but these are like fucking. You know, these are fucking like. Jerk off fucking Long Island cops.
Queens.
And this fucking, a Queens cop, sorry. And there's a, you know, just some old Chinese lady. And I remember at one point, one of the cops, which is when they were leaving, after he had said to Jay, they were like, we're either arrest both of you or none of you. And Jay goes, great, both of us. He goes, none of you. Then when he starts leaving, at one point, she's like, I know China, I no mean pow, you know? And he just goes, you bite finger, bite finger. And like he did an Asian accent back to her. And I was like, yo, that was the funniest exit from a cop.
Back
I've ever
when
seen.
The NYPD was real,
just,
man. Oh,
yeah. That was just a great, like, he was just like, he was like, I'm fucking
us.
Dumb, done with you. And he didn't even bite her finger, he bit her arm.
Were you there?
She bit her hand. She bit her hand.
Was it her hand?
Because what it was.
Were you there?
No, but when we got there, it was funny. We came home with groceries. We were walking in, and they just started like it was, they had already started like that whole like they sent lawyers and you know lawyer papers and shit, and we were walking in. So every time they would just see us, they would like literally start shit. It was crazy. So we were walking with groceries.
Were you being fat boy?
No, they would go. They would start.
You
filming.
Want grocery store? Get fat boy. More foodie, oh. Foodie, fat boy.
Oh, let me guess. You get food.
Oh, you got Oreos, fat boy.
There's so much ice cream.
Oh, gonna watch a television with the Oreos, fat boy.
No vegetables.
Oh,
no
leave them alone, father. Leave them alone.
Zero vegetables. All a carbohydrates.
Oh, look at you. All bread. You eat all bread.
So much of sugar.
Ruka,
so few vegetables. Lots of sugar, no vegetables.
We're just trying to live here.
Well, no, what they would do, we were just walking in home with our groceries, and they started filming us.
Like oh, and so Carl,
yeah. Well, one was from
hey, Prince playing. Trains of automobiles.
I make funny video with sound effect later.
The
let
daughter,
me film you now.
The daughter was filming us. The mom was playing the tuba every time I took a step.
Stupid fat American.
Oh, here you go. Oh, so they would start filming us, and then like my ex-wife was just like. She's a fucking Colombian hothead.
Yeah.
So, like, it would just be like, what the fuck are you guys doing? Like, oh, we could film you too. And that's what happens.
Oh, that's a great moment where like people start filming
both aggressively
each other.
Filming each other. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
So Carla started filming her. She put out that fucking flip camera and started filming the lady. And as she starts filming her, she's putting in her face. They're literally doing a weird like in each other's faces, like here and here. And then in that video, you just see the Asian lady just goes, just like bit her like a fucking snake, dude. It was crazy.
She was holding the camera with
it. It was crazy. She bit her hand. It was nuts.
Yeah.
And we couldn't believe it. And then Nate's, and why I bring it up holding is Nate's wife one time.
Hey, man, we got to have an Asian ride at Nate Lance.
This is pretty funny, actually. Nate's wife came in so many years ago now. Definitely tell us. During this whole, it was all like over the matter of like whatever the months it was that they were trying to like kick us out. And they and I was like, yo, you know what's funny? Like, these people are stupid to try to like get legal shit with us. Like, they have an illegal basement apartment for sure that people are living in, and you can't live there. And they have like the grandmother living in this like definitely illegal apartment.
Yeah.
So one day, me and fucking Laura go down. The grandma was gone, and me and Laura broke in downstairs to take pictures of this illegal apartment. And we took pictures of the illegal apartment, and when we came out, they were coming in.
But do you
know? And they saw us close the door. They didn't see us in there, so they started a bunch of accusations that we were just denying. Like, no. And then they were like, I was like, get out of my way, and they were blocking the steps. So I did the thing, I was like, move out of my way, and I started walking, and she did the like
a walking.
Walking. As soon as we
sesame oil
as
chicken.
Soon as like my body as soon as my body, you know, she wouldn't move her body, and as soon as my body touched her body, she did the like, like her and her mom both like dominoes like fell on the stairs, like, oh god,
what did she do?
Right. And then
oh yeah, because
you make me so hot, horny.
Oh, you're so horny.
Oh, cousin extra, you want Jackie Jackie.
Oh my god, you make me and my mama so wet. me and me ma so
oh,
wet.
Oh, moist like wet market.
Oh my god, like seaweed down there. So mucky. I describe it as mucky. I don't know what that translates to. Mucky.
Mucky bang bang.
Mucky bang bang.
You know we eat many foods. Mucky bang bang.
So she
I hope your neighbors are Asian.
They're not. I would have stopped this. No. Actually they're Korean war vets. So they're fine with this. Where was it? Oh, so they we went downstairs and they came. They fell on the stairs and then they just called the cops again. But when they called the cops, we went outside. Me and Laura, and we're just like, yo, these people are fucking crazy. And then the mom and daughter came out and got in both of our faces and fucking. The lady grabbed my sweatshirt and like, I mean, it was nuts. The
I
old
don't
lady,
like FUBU.
Yeah, no shit, she didn't. South Pole probably. She fucking grabbed it and ripped my fucking shirt. And then me and Laura.
The mom did?
Yes, the old lady. Me and Laura went back to back John Woo movie style and fucking had to like sort of fight this lady and her daughter. So me and Laura had that. That's a memory we have together.
Yeah.
5 hours to the hospital. That'll bond you.
Yeah.
That'll bond you.
And she can't throw you a crummy 3 mil.
All we need is a couple mil.
If she could just slide it, but he goes, hey, just tell Nate you need it. Don't tell him what for, and give it to me.
Tell Nate I used the wrong credit card.
But she's great because it is funny. You know, Nate, like, not that she's not used to, like, the lifestyle they live now, which is a great one. But, like, I do love that I feel she still has a real hold on, like, this is stupid, huh? You know what I mean? Like, she still has, like, a laugh at, like, how ridiculous it is.
They're still them.
Yeah, for sure.
Like.
I think Nate's taking more like Nate. I know has said something that people are like, dude, you have to get a stylist. You know, things like where it's like, huh? Yeah. like offer things you should get that aren't in your price range at all.
Yeah,
man, you should fly private because commercial sucks.
My aunt's calling me over and over again.
Yeah,
can I see what's going on?
Tell her I'll come over when I'm done.
Emily, I'm on a podcast. Is this an emergency?
I just keep ignoring her.
Okay, I gotta go. All right, thank you.
I was just about to come, Lewis. I wanted you to hear. I come harder if someone hears. Are you turned on?
Do the voice that I like. Do it.
Oh.
I'm on a podcast.
Oh, can you be my T-ho again? Be my T-ho.
Does Amory's so Italian.
Just, huh?
She's not Spanish.
Oh.
Did you not know that Aunt Amory's not Hispanic?
No. Wow. I just assume everybody in your family's Hispanic.
No, she's part of the white side of my family. She's my mom's aunt.
Oh, sorry. I was
part of the racist side.
Gotcha. Yeah. Her mom was the one who called me a nigger.
Whoa.
Great lady.
Grandma Rose.
And Anne Marie's the one who treated you like one.
Don't you disrespect
my Aunt Marie. No, she was. His mom was the one who treated like him one.
True.
All right. true. So she was just calling over and over again just for something, no reason.
Something retarded.
Have you ever seen Breaking Bad?
Lewis, quick question. Shit. Did you know the news is on more than one channel?
Great, she's calling me now.
Jay, come over. Lewis is away.
This is an awkward one.
Gil. Yeah. She was calling me because they're not going to the beach tomorrow. Jay's not going to the beach anymore tomorrow. That's it.
Okay.
Cool. Tell James.
That's fine. Gil, I mean, this is the thing right now. Gil's called me
these bugs
right when everybody got here, so I can't take the call. It's like, in a real jam, dude. Need you real bad.
No.
But I can't call
he
back.
He said that?
Yeah.
Why?
Couldn't
you
guess.
You don't know why?
No,
why don't you answer it and see what the jam is? This is that kind of rules.
Well, we're doing a show.
We'll see what happens.
It's going to be, he needs money, and it's going to be awful.
No, it's not. We'll edit it out if it's really bad.
Who's Gil?
Gil's our friend.
He's come back. So.
He's like, dude.
The lightning bug is going
extinct. I killed her, man. Oh, God. I killed her, man.
You're not lava, are you?
No.
Gil was an
I need money real bad.
Yeah, I could use money.
I could use some cash.
Jay, let me get some money.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Gil needs more approachable cash than you.
Oh,
need.
I could use a couple bucks. That's a couple hundo right now.
Isn't that great? It is a funny thing that happens with growing up when you realize. I remember that when it got to a point where it was like, yo, I'm fucking broke. Like, I really hope that I could fucking make rent and stuff this week.
Yeah.
But if somebody was like, hey, man, you want me to give you money for gas this week or something? You'd be like, that's not my problem. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't have a $100 problem. I have like a couple $1,000 problem. It's like, it doesn't even make sense to like have someone help you with 30 bucks.
I just remember vividly having $100 problems.
Of course.
I remember having much less than
$100. I had $20 problems. I had to get money for a bag of weed.
I cannot tell you how many days me and Lewis spent together where $20 would have solved all our problems.
It's like $20 bill.
All we need is $20.
I remember the day going to see Kurt Metzger when he lived in Williamsburg before I moved up to New York, when he first moved up to New York, and going to a deli, broke as shit, and finding $25, a 20 and five ones
in the, in the candy.
No, yeah. No, in the can, you know, someone dropped
Jim
it out of
the
pocket.
Jim was just rummaging the candy.
No, you know, right in front of the counter.
Jim was rummaging it with no money. He goes, if only I could buy this candy.
It at least I could so get great. Close to dream it. A little dream for me.
By the way, I was in the grocery store here the other day, and it was pretty funny. A guy comes out of an aisle, and he's looking suspicious and weird as fuck.
Yeah.
This goofy older white guy. Not old, you know, 50s.
Yeah.
It looks like a bit of a dirt ball, and he's walking around, and he goes, hey. And I was like, what's up, man? But he's like looking at me a bunch, and I'm like, what's up? And he goes, did you drop money in that aisle?
Oh, no.
And I went, no. And he was like so excited. It was like 22 bucks.
You dropped it?
No. I didn't drop, but he was so happy when I
that
told him it wasn't mine.
I get it. So, but he was trying to be a good dude, though.
Yeah,
he did his
that's
best.
Pretty sweet.
Yeah,
that's all you got to do.
I had a guy who, when he was pulling into the spot at the gym recently, my boxing gym, it was a smaller gym. He just literally tapped the front of my car. Like a scratch isn't even the word. Like they'd probably buff out what he did.
Yeah,
right.
Should have broke his window.
And well, no, I didn't see it at all. I was just inside of the gym, and he literally came into the gym and had them like make an announcement. He was like, "I need to find whose white car that is." And he fucking, there's no way if I just tapped into somebody's car, I would be so fucking
Lewis
out.
Just backs up, crashes full into it, and then drives off. Sorry, that wasn't good enough.
Now with the technology of like the.
By the way, I did that to a box van.
Oh, really?
I like crashed full on into a box van. I was like,
the beeping.
I ain't pulling over here.
No, fuck
I
that.
Just took off.
The beeping technology in the cars now with the camera, like, it's almost impossible now. But when I was younger, that was almost the thing. It's like you'd back up your car crazy slow until you touched.
Tapped it. Yeah.
And then you go, okay, now forward.
Especially in New York.
That was just how it was.
Especially in New York.
But I didn't even think
about that.
That's
why Asian,
you have a bumper. You have a bumper with those things on.
This Asian dude came in. And he was like, oh, no.
so sorry. I bring a great disrespect to you.
Guess what
great
I'm here for.
Honor to the Acura family.
One guess what I did wrong.
It is me,
Jason Landelot.
Why do they give us licenses? You can blindfold us with dentifrice. A wise man once said that name, Andrew Desagray.
You do a boxing in here? Why you not use a feet?
Yeah, he was so honest. I couldn't believe it. I was like, dude, I was like, give me your information. I guess you're going to pay for this to be fixed now, but that's crazy.
All damage on me, please.
Jersey people are nicer, probably.
Jersey York drivers are happen. Legitimately the fucking worst drivers in the world.
The women?
Dude, today, I would say what.
I went to go see a house today, and I don't even know what it was. It was maybe four jug handle turns attached. I went in a circle for a good 3 minutes, just over and over and over again, just to get on the road where
I'll
need to go.
I'll tell you where Jersey drivers are fucking cruel. Coming home at night on a weekend a couple times now, like, I will say, yeah, well, drinking, I assume, but I mean, a motherfucker, I mean, weaving in and out of cars and trucks.
On Route 3?
With... Yes, yeah. On a, I mean, on hairline moves in like a Toyota Yaris.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about fucking some expensive ass Mercedes. It's got that kind of handling, like doing stuff where you're like, yo, you're tempting it.
Sometimes you see a guy with a Honda. This is a very Jersey thing. It'll be like a guy who's like a Honda Civic, like a fucking 2011 Honda Civic, and whatever he does to like the mufflers, right? This fucking loudly sounds like shotgun blasts are coming out of the back of your shitty fucking car. Oh, it's infuriating.
I get it, though. He's like, that's my little saying. I never got laid in high school, and I'm trying to figure it out still.
I don't get, like, I remember my friend James Ciccone in high school. He had a Honda Civic, and he like kept it really nice. It was like the biggest deal to him that he had this brand new Honda Civic, and then he got Acura rims for it. He like bought them secondhand because Acura and Honda are made by the same company, but it was like, it was such a trashy thing. Like, it said Acura on the rims still, and I was like, yeah, those are my, he was so proud of it. He was like, those are my Acura rims.
Yeah,
it was insane.
My Acura rims.
We saw here's my wrong rims speed for the car past us in Miami coming back from a Comedy Inn, like going like 100 and change, and Christine goes, oh, this isn't gonna end well. A mile later, guy is pinned underneath his car, like, oh, wow. Oh, bleeding out. Like, they both flipped.
That's my craziest. I've had a couple where I've seen, like, definitely a body covered with, like, a blanket, like, on the side of the road accident, but, like, way later. The craziest one to me was we were the first.
It just gets up, dong.
After Magoobies, this goes back. This is Shane was featuring for me, Magoobies. Yeah. Christine came down with me, and after the show, we went to Wawa to get food. Got back on the highway, and then we were like,
this is way before Pavilion Life.
We weren't way before Pavilion Life. We were like third in line of the stop of traffic, complete stop of traffic, which means something terrible happened up there when it's a dead stop, and we're like third car back. So we get to watch the whole, like, they bring like a gurney with like a you know, the thing.
Worse than that, my life, and we've all been stopped in traffic because of a bad accident before. It takes a while, and as you file up, you get a little glimpse, you know,
you rubberneck like everyone else. That's why nobody.
You're so mad. He goes, "So now you never seen a fucking accident before? Holy
wow! Full stop."
But I have never.
Oh my god! Hey, get a camera.
I've never in my life been up at the front of that.
Yeah,
where you actually got to watch like
the body
show.
Being scraped off the ground.
So I didn't see the body being scraped off the ground, but we saw the body coming in on like the gurney going in, like covered completely and going into the ambulance. They take it away. And then what was crazier was watching. And by the way, Shane's literally in the back eating a turkey hoagie in my car. Cause we're like, I don't like eating in my car, but he was like,
this gives me an idea for a show about tires.
Yeah. He goes, no, it was just funny. Cause
you know what? This turkey sandwich is so great. Sun is beautiful out here. I think things are really working out for me in life.
You know what? Things are going to turn around. But he, no, I think it was eating. It was one of those, like, dude, we're not going to get back to the hotel for a while. Like, we're sitting in this traffic. Like, can I eat? I was like, yeah, sure. And then we saw the gurney. And then was craziest was, like, we saw cops walking with a guy, like, a trucker, hysterical bawling. In a way you're like, oh, shit, dude. Yeah. Like, that guy killed somebody tonight, and he's fucking not taking it well.
Can I get that bug spray, please?
That's why. Oh, we have off. Yeah.
How do you feel about this? I saw a video on like Reels or whatever, and it was like, I mean, and this happens every day. Like, if you're going home at night after like a Legion of Skank show or Story Wars show, from the city, like when you're going onto the bridge, there's always like a long line. The two lanes to get onto the, like, where the bridge exit is are far back. And then what happens is everyone just drives up the right lane and then cuts in right at the edge to cut everyone off to go onto the bridge. And you cut out, you know, 15 minutes of maybe just waiting in traffic. How do you feel about that?
How do I feel about it?
Unless I need it. Listen. We all needed the time where we were like, yo, fuck it, I'm sorry. I got to jump ahead to the
I do it every...
You jump in last second every time?
Every time.
We all could have told
if you, know
you
the route,
that you do that
if it's
every
your
time.
Route, if it's your daily
it's
route.
It's route.
Listen, if it's your daily route, I understand like being the person who knows like I'm doing that. I just do this every day. I get that. But like, unless you're in a pinch otherwise, dude, I try to like get into the thing a little, sort of early.
And then I let other people do it too, because I do it. So I'm like, when people come in, I don't like kind of block them. I'm like, all right, can't do it.
I'll tell you what's,
you mean, can I tell you the trick?
Coming from here, listen, crazy. Go ahead.
The trick is when you're doing it, you'll see people doing it ahead of you. Because a lot of times people are like, people will fight it. They're like, they're bumper to bumper. They're not letting you in.
You got to pick the guy who just did it.
Pick the guy who just did it.
That's the brilliant thing. Because then when he tries to fight you, you go, you're like, you hypocrite.
Alex.
You are
a walking contradiction. Your entire existence collapses into itself.
Alex, just light that candle up there. The citronella.
That's exactly it, dude.
For the bugs.
Who do you think you are?
What moral leg to stand on do you have? I am Louis J.
Yeah, dude, every fucking time. Oh, my God. How bad of a crime is it to just ride the...
Alex, I don't know what you're doing, but it's not at all what I was saying.
You didn't say White Claw?
No, I'll take a White Claw. I said light the citronella candle up there. So
you also asked for White Claw.
I'll take a White Claw also.
Okay.
There you go.
I'll take that motherfucker, though.
Yeah, at Story Wars recently, I rode the entire... I'm talking about maybe for 10 miles straight. It was deadlock traffic. Remember how late I was going to be? I ended up getting there before you. I just did the side, you know, whatever they call it, the...
shoulder.
The shoulder. Dude, for so long, to the point where I was like, this is crazy. The fact that I haven't been pulled over yet, but I think that's a really big crime, right? They can get you for, like, reckless driving or something.
Upset. It depends out. But how much they want to fuck you, but they can fuck you pretty good.
I think they can fuck you really hard.
It's a smart move. You should do it regularly.
I've only done it once ever. It was the only time I've ever done it. And it was, I mean, because I was going to be an hour and 10 minutes
late. Can I give you my Jersey fucking blahs so far? I don't mind. I like that the side roads to get to the highway here are 40 miles an hour. That's pretty good. Mm-hmm. But most people stick to about 25 anyway.
30, but you're all frustrating. And you got a truck, you pull up right behind them.
But also on the roads.
Somebody in a truck that high beams me.
Yeah, but all the thing. Here's the thing also. These roads, but the two roads I take can be deer heavy. Mm-hmm. And so I get why they're going kind
of
slow.
Well, your truck will just fucking, you'll have a cool deer head on the front of your truck.
Drive the same truck?
Yeah.
Racked my truck hitting a tiny deer.
Oh, yeah.
Racked
it. Oh, yeah, it'll fuck it. Yeah, for sure. No, those things are dense.
Yeah.
So, that would be my complaint. And then also that I think it's weird that when the highway, though, is 55, and Sammy Hagar and me said the words, I can't drive 55.
I thought it was 65.
You can go 80 pretty easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's mostly 65.
No, you can go. No.
Yeah.
The speed limit is 55 straight to New York.
You're talking I-80, baby.
You're talking 23.
And that's not a real 55.
I'm talking straight to New York.
You won't get pulled over doing 75.
Yeah.
No. I know. Yeah. But I'm telling you, it's listed 55.
It's listed. Come on.
Come on, bro. Rules are meant to be broken.
I don't drive 55. I can't.
Nice.
you can take my license, all that jive, but I can't drive.
That you're only qualm about Jersey? What else sucks about Jersey?
Well, I live in a different part of Jersey than you guys do, but the biggest thing that I miss
too many white
in
people.
New York City. Yeah, that is what they said.
It's pretty rough.
I think my town got a great score on everything. They're like, crime, A+, schools, A+, property value, A+, this. And there was like diversity D-. And I was like,
sold.
Yes.
The white man's A.
I saw the break. Maybe you could find these. The racial breakdown of this area. I don't want to post where the area we live in, but it's like 79% white.
Point,
and then it's like
Point Pleasant-ish, New Jersey.
Numbers
and then
up,
10,
rookie.
And then it's like 10 Hispanic and then like 5 black, whatever. However, I do pay for the Citizens app, which lets me know that my closest sexual predator is a half a mile away.
Yeah, 4 feet from you.
Closer than you. Closer than you.
Yeah.
Probably the only thing. Like, I have family in New York City, so I kind of miss being a little bit closer to them. But it's the food. I really do miss that about New York City.
Well, you lived in deeper Jersey. Where we live, there's
incredible
food. New York
City, dude, it was always like you had so many good options. You just, when you live there, when you live in like the Upper West Side, like I did for a few years, and you figure out your favorite fucking Thai place, your favorite Japanese place, your favorite Italian place, and each one, by the time you get there, you find the best fucking spot, and then you just have great, and there's just nothing like that in my town. It's probably much better where you guys are.
Dave's got that literally
is the only thing.
The food.
Dave's got to go downtown and see the blacksmith to get his keys made.
Dave is in a town.
I have to go butcher that animal.
I bet Uber Eats streets is a motherfucking 45 to an hour, no matter what.
It's the options are not good.
Yeah,
it's not good. Oh,
wow. This is pretty good. It's pretty good here. It's pretty good here until middle of the night.
It's not.
Dave's gonna become mayor by shooting the other mayor of the town.
What'd you say, Bert?
I've never used Uber Eats here. I like going out. I like getting in the car, going out, and getting stuff.
Always.
Even
always.
If you're to bring back.
Yeah.
Like you're, yeah.
Oh, like you take out.
That's old school.
Yeah.
Uber Eats is wildly expensive, though.
Also, listen, there's something about, like, I said, a reinvigoration of driving. I don't mind driving. I like driving. Yeah. When Dave got here, it was like, he's like, there's a store walking distance. I wanted to get some beers. And I was like, it's not really walking, but it's like, somebody walk. It is, but it's like, why?
To drive.
Why go? You're why walking. Take a 15-minute each way walk when it's like, I could drive you there and back in 3 minutes?
Yeah.
And it's like, that is.
Cars are faster than feet.
No, I know, but it's also the thing is like, it's not a big deal to do it. You're like, yeah, dude, let's just fucking hop in the car for 2 seconds. Cause it's not like New York where it's like, hey, I'll drop you off. I'll take you to a run to get stuff at this place. Can you please be quick? Cause I'm blocking half the road and someone's going to scream at me and then another person's going to honk and a trash truck's going to come and I'm going to have to circle the block.
Dude, walking groceries home. That's the thing I don't miss about New York City is go to the grocery store and then walking 4 blocks with 8 bags in each arm.
Can I tell you something? When I was a kid, like a little kid, maybe like 7, when I would see my dad, which was like for, you know, like I kind of had a relationship, like, you know, I think Jay maybe was a little bit similar, where I'd like, for like a little period of time, we'd have like a regular, like, oh, every Friday I go to my dad's, and then that would fuck up, and then we wouldn't see each other for a long time.
Sure, yeah.
But like, we would go. That was
it, right when you thought you had a system going.
Yeah. So there was a system where I was going with him, literally, it was the most ridiculous thing. He'd, for a while, this is the most consistent he was, is he'd see me every Friday. He'd pick me up from school.
And they weren't
3,
into it, by the way.
And then he'd bring me back Saturday.
It's the worst night for a kid.
Saturday morning, he'd bring me back to my mom's house. Like, literally at 10 in the morning, he'd bring me back.
Man. Can I ask you, were you stoked to go, though? Because when my dad would take
there
me,
was a time,
I was fucking stoked. I was like, yo, my 7. Dad's coming, dude. And then he just realized, I'm like, oh, dude, this guy is doing this purely for, like, I gotta take you.
No, dude, I was the kid who was like, dude, really? I was like defensive to myself about, like, I was like, my hero's coming to pick me up. And it's pretty awesome that he just wants to sit and watch the game and I'm watching TV in the other room.
Oh, dude.
This is great, though.
Totally goes,
he's really happy I'm here.
He's probably coming here right from kicking someone's ass.
That's what, like, watching sports with your dad is. Your dad wants to watch sports, and then you think you're bonding with your dad, but your dad just wants to watch sports.
Yeah. He's just doing what he would have done if I wasn't here.
I went weirdly the other way. My dad was, and it's such a very telling thing about
a closeted homosexual.
Two things I kind of reluctantly got into eventually. I got into wrestling, I think, to impress my dad, because my stepbrothers liked wrestling and my dad did. And he'd watch wrestling with them. So I was like, oh, that'll get me in.
How about this Hogan guy, huh, Pops?
No, I'm going back. This is NWA. This is the good stuff.
Dusty Rhodes, more like Dirty Rhodes.
My dad got me into the good stuff. The NWA, Magnum TA, Road Warriors, like shit before, not WWF. Yeah. WWF was kind of corny when I was young, I thought.
Okay.
But yeah, I thought when he was coming, I was like, this is going to be so he would watch wrestling. And when I would be there on a Sunday, football, and he would scream at the TV, Eagles.
Yeah.
He would go nuts for him. And I never, it didn't take with me with him. When my step-pop moved in, it was more like he just arbitrarily, like even to this day, he's not a huge Sixers fan, say, but like in a Philadelphia house, you just kind of put the Sixers game on in the back, right? He just always follows the sport, sort of. So that, my step-pop's what kind of got me more into like Phillies, baseball, Sixers and Eagles, like getting into it then. My dad, I was almost like reluctant of it.
Well, all right. So anyway, now that you're interrupted my story to give your origin of how you got into sports.
And guys, that is how I became part of the fan of dynasties of things.
So it was like a halftime show of Dave's story. I liked it.
For this little
apologies, I'm super stoned.
It's fine.
Jay popped up through the stage like Michael Jackson.
I'm sure your dad sucked too.
So my dad, for this little period of time, I was like 7 years old, where he was consistently taking me every Friday. The first thing we'd do, he'd pick me up from school, and then we'd go do his grocery shopping for the week, which was like not my house.
Yeah.
Like it was just for his house.
Yeah.
And then
he let you pick anything?
He'd let me like pick shit. That was cool. He'd let me have shit that my mom wouldn't let me have, the sugary cereal or whatever. But then the punishment was, and the whole reason we set this schedule up was that I would help him carry the bags back to his apartment, which was like 8 blocks from the fucking grocery store. And I remember just as at the time he lived on, it was like 29th
Manhattan.
Street. Yeah, in Manhattan, okay. Like 29th
Street. And you were in Brooklyn.
That's right. So like 29th Street and like 3rd Avenue. It's like whatever that's called. That's Gramercy.
That's Gramercy.
Right? Kips Bay.
Yeah. I think Kips Bay is what it is. So he's and I just remember at 7 for whatever reason, just hold like the plastic.
Would you go to like a Gristetti's or something?
Your fingers turn purple. Your fingers turn purple.
Yeah, and I just hated it. The whole time I'd be like adjusting the
bag. The city doesn't even have any fun like fucking supermarket brands. No ShopRite, no Grand Union.
I think I said it on this. Maybe it was a Friday Night Hang, but dude. We go to Stop and Shop out here. Dude, when I go to Stop and Shop, I've only gone like 2 or 3 times. When I walk in, I really go like, what?
Come on.
Yeah.
I go to ShopRite. The ShopRite's ghetto over here. That's not the good one.
No, the ShopRite's good.
ShopRite's nice.
Over here?
Yeah.
Stop and Shop, though, is the motherfucker.
Yeah.
And it's a little pricier, but you get what you
Christine
pay for.
Christine goes to Trader Joe's because she's a dyke.
Yeah. They sell a lot of dyke stuff over there.
Fucking dusty puss Christine.
She comes home with such dyke shit from there.
Dyke fruits, dyke chocolates, dyke
cookies. Exactly. Dyke chocolates for sure. Dyke
Is that where flowers. It's like they have their own brand? They don't have any brand stuff?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, I hate it.
She's like, I know you like pigs in a blanket. Here's what Trader Joe's thought you meant by that.
It's an egg a waffle with a hot dog.
Yeah, we were just stopping up the other day. I bought 150 count bag of Tostitos pizza rolls. I'm like, can you please stop getting Trader Joe's thoughts on what I think pizza should be? I just want a shitty Tostitos pizza roll once in a while, you fucking ass.
And then there's Costco, but you gotta know when you're going. Otherwise, it's
I can't go with Christine. She stops at every sample.
Ooh,
I don't stop at every sample. I like some selective.
I like some samples.
Nah, fuck that.
I want to get Costco.
What do you mean?
I want to get a membership.
You don't have one?
No.
Oh, you got to go, dude.
I know.
I'll tell you one of the saddest things here. We went to Costco a couple weeks ago, and we were looking at TVs, TVs for monitors downstairs. And when we were looking at them, we're going through a TV, out of nowhere, an infomercial came on. There's the same thing on 100 televisions in there. And it was just a Down syndrome girl talking for about 25 minutes straight. And it was really hard not to laugh at. It was jarring. Volume up on every TV. And it was just like, da, 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 da. And it was like, you should turn this off. Someone should stop this. But Costco is a cool place to go. You can get like patio furniture and cereal.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's just everything in bulk.
Yeah. You get a lot of cereal with your patio.
Yeah, you can get water for the rest of the summer, a refrigerator, a vacation package, rims.
Yeah.
And a cabana.
Get your windows done.
You could get your windows done also. A full cabana.
I got a root canal. I got a hip replacement.
They probably have like a dental plan.
I promise you they have some. Yep. They have vision for sure. They have eyeglasses for
sure. I could use some eyeglasses.
Do you need them?
Oh, yeah. I can't read anymore.
I need them, dude.
If I try to read for more than like a minute, my eyes start to blur.
Really? Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
It's happening.
You got to get it, dude.
Yeah.
When I went at 46, I guess.
I'm going to get contacts. I want to get like cat eyes.
Oh, yeah.
How cool would that be?
Keep them dope. Yeah, prescription crazy eyes.
Why don't you get LASIK?
Why don't you get LASIK?
Because I don't want to be called the LASIK Puerto Rican.
True that. You are, though. Came to this country feeding off of us.
You know, folks. Can you get prescription cat eyes or like fun things like that?
Can you get prescription reading?
Can you, though? Like, you're just saying that, Alex, but I don't know if it's true for sure.
But can you get reading glass contacts?
I'm sure you can. You get reading contacts.
Is that a thing? I don't know.
Yeah, but then you all day, the rest of your vision when you're driving is nuts.
Every time I read a cat eyes, it looks fucking insane.
Let's see.
Cat eye. Let me see. Hold on. Are these for reading? Ooh, look at those.
This is great.
Prescription contact lenses.
Right, but for readers, dude, like you have to put them in just for reading by yourself. Like,
it's so fun.
You can't wear them driving.
I'm going to get like just one of them with the target, like the bad guy in Last Action Hero.
Last Action Hero, yeah.
I would never get contact lenses. I don't know. I just don't. I'm sure I could get myself to get over it, but
I don't like
I agree with you, but it's now my new Skankfest thing.
Yeah, you do wear contacts at Skankfest.
They dried out. They're dead now, but I'll get new ones this Skankfest.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to do Spit It Out, Slipknot. Get the masks on.
Keep it a surprise, dude.
And I'm going to wear contacts under that mask for sure.
I'm going to play drums this year, too. Well, you want to do some plugs real quick? I don't even know where we're at in the show.
2.5 hours. Let's do it.
Let's go.
Aaron Berg, what do you want to plug, man?
Very exciting plug. First time this is being announced anywhere in the
world.
Hell
yeah.
I'm gay.
for pay.
I am the brand new co-host of the SDR show.
Whoa. Yeah, is that official?
That is official.
That's incredible, dude.
This is the first time it's dropping. Very excited. Me and Ralph Sutton.
Make SDR great again.
We are going to make SDR great again.
I'd say better than ever.
It'll be better than ever this show.
What happened with Dove?
He was great. I think they just wanted to go in.
He was a small
direction.
Man, Dove.
Yeah. And
small potatoes. Aaron Berg, big potatoes.
Yeah, Aaron, you got to sell it better than that, dude. Dove couldn't get the job done.
Dove. They're
bringing Aaron Berg.
We call him Old Dusty Dove.
Too many D's in his name. Double D.
Yeah.
Like tits.
Alliteration
like
sucks.
Tits. Boobs. Milk coming out of him. There was milk coming out of Dove.
Maybe Dove doesn't want to play the game. You have to... You're on the...
I already take my shirt off.
On the show,
I rub my tits against the girl's tits.
Yeah, you have to be willing
to. We came up with a game called My Penis or Ralph's Finger.
Nice.
And we just slide it into the porn stars, and then they have to
guess.
And
she's sleeping,
what it is.
By the way.
Yeah, and no it's shit. Always my penis.
That's because of Ralph's secret juice.
What is it?
I don't know.
He looks like Frankenstein. And then I have a brand new show with Eastside Dave, which is on YouTube, and it is called Modern Day Man, and it's hilarious. So I'm back podcasting, so it's good to be back.
Dude. Support Aaron Berg.
And all my dates are on aaronberg.com, and I'm hitting the road a little bit, and I will be at Skankfest in New Orleans this year.
Yeah, boy. The Eagles playing 8 p.m. game on fucking Sunday night that week.
You could watch it.
We'll find some fun place to watch it.
Yeah.
Do you guys have our websites or no? Yeah? Yeah, pull it up. Yeah, yeah. When is this coming out, Alex? Oh, it's coming out a long time. All right, so go. We'll promote some dates that are after that. August 8th, I'm going to be in Timonia, Maryland at Magoobie's Joke House for the first time ever. I'm very excited about that.
Yeah.
I'm going to be in Kansas City, Missouri at the Comedy Club of Kansas City, August 16th weekend. Comedy Connection, Providence, Rhode Island. Portland, Maine at the Empire Comedy Club. Comedy Key West, Governor's Comedy Club. A lot of fun stuff. Go to lewisofskanks.com. Grab those tickets. Ending my tour this year. I'm going to be going everywhere again next year as well, so make sure you guys keep on checking back for different cities. Check out all my podcasts, The Regs, Story Wars. Sign up for my mailing list. You get a bonus podcast just for signing up for my mailing list every single week. And pre-order my book, Knives and Spoons. You guys can pre-order it right now on Amazon. It's doing very well. People are very excited about this book. So,
and I think two people on Body Brain Coffee have killed their wives.
That's it.
Hell yeah, that's good.
Hey, well, that's actually in the liner notes. We're not taking responsibility for that.
No. You definitely, if you order Body Brain Coffee, you're signing off that there's a chance you might get aggressive enough to kill your wife. That's in the small print. Read it, assholes.
Those are gains.
Davey?
This isn't coming out for a few weeks, right?
July.
In July? Well...
No, I think that was the screen changing.
What do I got? I'm sorry, Alex. When did you say in July?
July 25th.
Oh, well, thanks for coming out to Cleveland. I'll be at the Comedy Mothership August 22nd through 24th. Tacoma, Spokane... Detroit House of Comedy and Tampa Side Splitters coming up soon. ComicDaveSmith.com for all those dates. And of course, my other podcast, Part of the Problem, partoftheproblem.com is where you can go to support that. And yeah, that's all.
Hey, everyone. It's me, Big J, BigJComedy.com. For all my dates, come check me out after July. In August, I'll be in Tacoma, Washington. What? Sacramento, California. Me and Lewis are going to be coming, doing a couple of shows over the course of the week of the first week of August in Comedy Store. Those are happening? No, they haven't happened yet. So, yeah, there's probably some tickets left for some of those. New Brunswick, New Jersey, Appleton, Wisconsin, all over the place. Alberta, Canada. What?
Laugh Shop, dude.
No, is it? Is that what it was? Go back.
Laugh Shop rocks.
Yeah, Laugh Shop. I've done the whatchamacallit before. The
Yuck Yucks?
I did the casino.
Yuck,
is this better?
Yeah, Laugh Shop's
better. Laugh Shop's better?
Yeah.
Okay, good. It's the coldest I've ever been in my entire life. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and so much more. Big J. Oakerson's Peter North American Tour coming on a city near you. If you get it, you get it. Columbus, Ohio, does it ever end? Me and Robert Kelly do a show on Sirius XM called The Bonfire, 5 days a week on Faction Talk, Sirius XM 103. And America's favorite new game show obsession, Story Wars, taking the world by storm. Right here on Gas Digital.
People love it.
People love Story
People
Wars.
Love it. Oh, yeah, sign up for Gas Digital. If you guys Why love not? The show, get the uncensored ad-free version before it goes anywhere else. Every Tuesday night we premiere.
Yeah.
And we also do a bonus podcast every Friday night called The Friday Night Hang. Just the three of us talking shit.
Yeah.
Old school vibes. The only way to get those podcasts is to subscribe to Gas Digital with the promo code LOS.
Word. What were we looking up before that?
how fireflies are going extinct?
We weren't looking that up at all. There's so many in this backyard right now.
But they're
now.
Going extinct, right? Is that true? I did read that.
Not in this yard, they're not.
I like to think they're going to make a comeback.
Yeah.
Yeah. We used to catch them and fucking scrape them on the ground.
Why do you
I'll
think
tell you what I haven't had out here so far, and I'm nervous for this year because in New York they were a fucking actual problem nightmare.
Oh, good
lantern fly.
Dude.
Oh, lantern. I haven't seen any. You're right.
They were out here.
I had a... So huh? Where I was living...
Here problem here? Oh, they're a problem when they're a problem.
Dude.
You'll have 2,000 dead ones on your...
Dude, I'll tell you, the worst year of it, which I think was 2 years ago, when I... No, maybe it was back when I was living back down, like almost at the Jersey Shore where I lived before I moved to my current place. That it was fucking insane. I mean, they would be all on your window, all over the place. And then one year, I think not last year, maybe the year before at the new place, there was only like a week or two of it.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It was like you could not enjoy your backyard. I mean, it was like one would be on you every 5 seconds. It just
they got more aggressive.
When I first moved to Jersey, it was like the year that the cicadas came out, like in like droves. Those are just fucking terrifying.
Because you came there.
Yeah.
Yeah, by the way, as they die, mechanism. They like crawl like Marines. Yeah, dude,
they
won't give
they
up.
They leave their exoskeleton all over the yard. You're like, what the fuck is this?
It's evil.
Yeah, it's just, bugs are just evil in general.
They're sent from hell.
I hate bugs.
Yeah.
I know. I tell Christine we should just break off the fucking front door light. I hate it.
Oh, because every time you come home, then the bugs fly into your
house?
I'm
like, I know the code to my own door. I wait for Christine. I go, and I yell through the door, turn the fucking light off before you open the door. Like, there's a terrarium out here happening. It's crazy. There's so many bugs.
Feeding your pet chameleon at
it's
the front
nuts.
Door.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's a little bit much. Even like now as we're doing this back here.
Yeah, it's making me start to regret it.
Yeah.
We should have done this inside.
No, there's a bug on your leg right now,
yeah,
Dave.
On your leg.
Look, right at your
on
knee.
Your knee.
Right at your knee.
Nice. You flick it instead of splat it. I respect that. I flick them.
Hey, not cool.
They got a chance when you flick them. You're like, there you go. Let's see how you
just
can
get away from me, but maybe you can live somewhere else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what happens. We have a company that comes in here with like essentially a leaf blower that's got some chemical in it. Just blasts it all over all of our shit, and they go, you're good.
Yeah. I want to kill all the rabbits in my backyard. They shit all over my backyard.
So
I haven't seen any creatures, and I'm telling you, I will.
Call them creatures? Rabbits? I want bunny rabbits?
Yeah, dude, I walk them one. Here's why I call them creatures. I'm dreading the day. Also,
hold on. Alex is sitting like she's doing a striptease on the fucking.
Alex, what are you, little Kim?
Leave your hat on.
Are you airing out your fucking box? Is everything okay?
Over there? can we somehow show what Alex looks like right now to us? It looks psychotic.
Let me take off your clothes. Take off all your clothes.
Alex, stop whore dancing for us.
Alex,
what's wrong with
you? Can I ask you a question? Why are you busting it wide open?
You can leave your hat on.
Are you busting it wide open right now?
This is insane, Alex.
Alex got low.
There's no place for my feet, so I gotta open my pussy. Yes.
Her silk boxing shorts and her stupid tank top. She had her hair in a high ponytail.
It's a really bad
She
beach
had headphones. She is barefoot. Shorty got low.
Alex. Sit like a normal human. It's uncomfortable.
I like Alex. I tell you, I like when you were sitting Indian style on top of the whole thing.
Yeah. I know, but my foot fell asleep.
Sure, but it was a cool look, though. You looked awesome. Wow. Mike doesn't know what to do. He hates the stool, but he doesn't want to tell Christine to get him a chair.
Yeah.
He hates the stool with a passion. He hates the stool with a passion that he's never known.
You know, I liked the podcast back here.
Christine has Alex, emotional attachment to those stools because they were from the original stand. And I say, throw them in the firewood.
Oh,
who
shit.
Gives a
those
shit?
Those were the original stand stools, weren't they?
Yes. Who cares?
Oh, does this keep Kimowitz's memory alive for you? Get over it.
Our pictures
He's
do.
Gone and you're still here.
Our pictures and my dental work keep his memory alive.
Yeah.
All my dental work keeps Kim Wentz's memory alive.
What if Dave Chappelle bumped us from your backyard?
That'd be fucking great, wouldn't it?
Hey, Jay.
I should have went down this weekend or one of the times. I really... No one has a positive review of Dave Chappelle anymore.
No.
It's always like he's preaching to his cigarette. Yeah.
Well, it was
And
always-
I see it. Listen, the specials... It's impossible for him to do a fucking hour of anything and not have something funny. So
it was 8 minutes and 42 seconds.
You know what? You can destroy your legacy and still be the best ever. You know, fucking Michael Jordan played on the Wizards for a minute. So it's
Michael
and the
Bobcats. Fucking dope on the Wizards, dude. He was fucking good still. But there was, you know,
the point. You get the point.
Yeah, well, that, but it is a really good comparison. It's almost like watching like Michael Jordan, even like after retirement, just playing like in a pickup.
Didn't he play or coach on the fucking like Bobcats for a minute too?
No, I think the Wizards.
That was the way he bought one of them.
He bought the Wizards.
Okay, then that was it. So he was like a player coach.
They just signed him to do like commentary. Huge deal.
Michael Jordan is really coming back to be an NBA commentator.
Wow.
Which is going to be very
interesting. Shit. Like inside the NBA with those guys, or is he going to be?
No, I think he's going to be sidelines.
I think it was the fuck. I'm not sure. I have to look
like in house.
I think the NBA hired him,
like ESPN's color commentary.
I think.
Whoa,
I could be wrong.
Easy
colored commentary.
Yeah, so I'm not sure exactly what he's going to.
$40 million per year as a TV commentator.
Oh, it is?
Wow.
Double what Charles Barkley earns.
That's what I was going
to
say.
He just did it to beat Charles Barkley again.
Probably.
Well, the thing is, though.
$40 million a year.
But who hired him? Who's he working for? Who gave him $40
million? The Jews, Dave.
They say it's, well, obviously.
NBC.
Which Jews?
NBC.
NBC. Okay.
By the way, which is just Sunday night. Oh, no. I guess NBC Sports is, it'll be national games.
Yeah. They're probably trying to get it back to being like what it used to be, where they were the big.
Can I say this?
Sure.
WNBA's kicking now.
It really is.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, that's stupid. But
it's insane, dude. They fight all the time.
I can't get. Well, no. It's,
you see the one girl? She got mad at somebody trying to get her autograph. I gave you that video, yeah. You, Mike.
And then you should be thrilled that somebody wants your fucking autograph. No one knows who the fuck you are.
What they do
to this chick who's put their name out there, Caitlin Clark. What they've done to her is crazy.
It's assault.
And the fact that it's not, there's no one calling this, I mean, I'm sure there is a lunatic calling it as racism.
Yeah.
But they fucking hate that the most pinpoint shooter in the fucking league is this goofy ass white bitch. This ugly, goofy white chick.
This is the chick. Do you have
the buster right here? Right.
Don't you have that kind of weird? Low key? Come on.
A little, but
she's like, you don't think this is weird?
You don't think this is weird? By the way, I've had people waiting at the airport when I land. Couldn't guess how they know that. To have me sign these fucking baseball. Collectors know what the fuck they're doing. Sign the fucking cards.
Yeah.
You're dope.
Yeah.
I've sat there and signed. I've signed a bind. You know, but she's going like, you're weird, bro.
I mean, well, look.
I couldn't guess how you got to the airport.
Is it a fan or is it somebody that's signing them and selling them on eBay and
online?
Doesn't
matter. It's both. It's like they're sort of both.
The thing is, it's just
they're collectors, so it means something.
Why is Donnell wrong?
Damn it! You beat me to it.
Did I showed Lewis this the other day? Have you ever seen Jay? You ever seen the Joe Button, his podcast?
Button.
Button.
It's not Joe Button.
Joe Button.
Button.
You said Button. No, you said Button.
Joe Button?
Yeah,
Button.
He said Joe Button.
Put the T on it.
Two T's.
Little Joe Button, the midget.
Oh, it's little Button. Joey Buttons.
Put a button on that, Joe.
He lives in my pocket and my dreams.
I showed Lewis this the other day, but I think it might be the greatest, like, just little moment I've ever seen of, like, anything in a podcast recorded. It was just the way it worked out.
Joe Button. I get it.
There you go. But you just, he's reviewing a Bill Hicks joke. Could you just, not review it. They play
they're
it
watching
on the
it.
Show. And it's just the way it fucking unfolds. And however you feel about the Bill Hicks joke, I think it's a little dated.
Look might how tall this guy
might
is.
Might have been a decent joke in his time or whatever.
I'll be happy to tell you a thousand times over, Bill Hicks is crazy overrated.
Well, but just this moment here literally describes how I feel about that video. And this is just, like, this is it. It just couldn't have been fucking better.
So wait, Bill Hicks is crazy overrated and died young. So.
Hold on, you gotta watch it.
Could have been something amazing, maybe. Who knows?
You gotta watch like it,
Alice. Can you straddle the speaker?
Like a Sibian.
Can you accept that speaker inside of you?
Actually,
that's why every time on the bonfire, whenever somebody calls in, now we just go again. We go. Put your speaker between your legs. Zumba, wow, zima, wazumba.
It's not that the Bill Hicks joke is so funny. It's actually that fucking Joe Budden is so funny on this.
Nice.
Exactly how the fall of man occurred in the Garden of Eden. Adam and Eve were in the Garden of Eden, and Adam said one day, wow, Eve, here we are at one with nature, at one with God. We'll never age, we'll never die, and all our dreams come true the instant that we have them. And Eve said, yeah, it's just not enough, is it?
That's not funny.
I was just waiting for more.
So that was kind of his point.
I thought that was so great. She just goes, I was just expecting more. And you go, yeah, that's the whole point of the joke.
Well, Bill Hicks never fucked a stool to make his statement.
Well, so but it's just the WNBA players, just for years, they've been complaining about how they're not paid as much as the guys are paid. And then when a fucking fan actually shows up and asks for an autograph, she's like, pretty creepy that you'd come up to me like this. It's like, so you'll just complain no matter what the situation is.
Alex, can you... Or Mike, can you guys look up the fucking the fake that caught me? It made me, I believed it and was like blown away when they did the fake NBA 2K24 or something. Do you remember this, Davey? When they, before the game came out, they were like leaked my career footage because they added the whatever it was the year they added the WNBA. And it was like a little boy coming in and seeing his mom washing dishes and being like, they're now making a professional league for women basketball players. She's like, oh my God, I don't have to wash dishes and be a housewife anymore. And it was just completely fake, but it was such a funny like sell of like, hey, do you want to go make $30,000 a year traveling the world like NBA players?
Or was the Family Guy did the thing on that? Yeah, that's why they pay her the big bucks.
But Caitlin Clark's making fucking, like that's what I'm saying. She's opened the door for these girls to make fucking.
What is she making?
Well, look, between endorsement and stuff, it's out the ass.
No, but like, what's her NBA?
Oh, yeah, I'm curious.
I'll tell you what she's making. A lot of black enemies.
Yeah. Come on, dude.
She's making fucking 78 grand. Dude, that's insane.
Alex makes more than her. That's making me furious.
That's out fucking landish.
Yeah.
Alex. Dude, we'd all swallow a shotgun.
Alex,
if we found out
you don't look
that.
Like Caitlin Clark even a little bit. Caitlin Clark is an ugly lady.
Oh, look at Paige Booker's.
Alex, you are better looking and better paid than Caitlin Clark. I want you to know that.
Well, Angel Reese is the next biggest star, I'd say, probably in WNBA. She has a McDonald's.
What's that shit on the front of her?
Dude, by the way, I watched a clip of somebody going guessing a McDonald's thing. Guess Angel Reese's McDonald's meal, and whoever it was said the joke was like, I bet there's a grape soda or something like that, and it's not a grape soda. I forget what the meal is, except the drink is an orange high C, which is as hilarious as a grape soda.
Dude, it's so funny that, and literally, as you said it, I've heard this. I don't know anything about it, but I've heard. It's like, oh, Caitlin Clark is opening the door for these chicks to make real money.
Damn, dude.
And she gets paid like a first-year plumber.
I mean, wow, dude, that is fucking crazy. Hilarious.
Dude, she's opening the door. For you to live in the working class.
Well, my daughter works at Barclays Center and paid in suite preparation, and she said like it's wild. Like, the stuff they leave dark for like WNBA games, and she was like, they send her home so much because there's just nobody at these fucking games unless Caitlin Clark's coming to town.
Yeah,
but I think it is picking up now. I think there's like about three or four stars now.
If they start fighting,
WNBA
all the time,
is never going to pick up. It's never going to be a successful fucking thing.
Well, you know, there's most. You know, there's multiple chicks who can dunk now.
Yeah, it's also like, by the way, we always would be like, oh well, women fighting is exciting because it's fighting. But even that, there was honestly like three or four stars that really got that moved the needle, and nobody really gives a shit. Every time there's a pay per view with two chicks,
go to the bathroom during the.
There's
90% of the time.
Can I tell you something? There's old school thought mentality that exists, and I know this is weird. I think Fenoy said his dad and a couple of the people I've heard of in my life that were super into girls' college hoops. And I think if you're a purist of the game, I think they play the game. NBA at this point in college basketball is guys trying to make a bunch of money and just dunk on everybody. You know what I mean? There's no like, if you like to watch like, pick and roll set perfectly with a kick out to the 3-point. Like they play like,
dude, they do play not old play like that.
Yeah, they do.
They play garbage.
They miss
fucking basketball.
But dude, I watched 10 minutes of a game the other day. They miss so much.
Dude, they stink.
They miss
a
lot.
That is the crazy thing. It's not, people want to say, and I've watched a little bit of WNBA.
It looks like they're throwing a beach ball that's
dude,
so big in their hands.
They literally play with a fucking smaller ball on the same size rim, so it's much easier to fucking make shots. It's not just that the guys are athletic. It's not like, oh, you removed the athleticism from the NBA. The skill level is so far down. Dude, their dribbling and shooting ability, which I don't even understand why men are so much better than at that than women. But they have no skill. It's just not. Now, the thing about the women's fighting, the only thing that fucking ever, like, is that it's still a fucking fight. It's still like, yo, you're watching two people fight. And if Ronda Rousey's kicking everybody's ass, you kind of go, ah, there's this bitch kicking everybody's ass. Yeah. We kind of want to see if she can lose or if she can keep doing this. There's, but even in women's fighting, it's just like, in the same way that you don't want to watch amateurs, you just don't want to watch someone who's not as good.
I'm watching somebody half as strong, half as fast, half as explosive.
The whole point of watching this is that I'm watching the best.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. I watched that show with Isabella's, turned me on to that Baddies Gone Wild show, and I will say that's the kind of girl fighting I want to see. Girls who can fight, ripping each other's titties and pussies out.
Nice.
That's the kind of girl fighting you want to see.
That is true.
And that's it. That'll get my fucking dollar for sure.
Okay, is Brittany Greer a man or a woman?
Griner,
yeah.
Her voice is crazy.
Is it? I haven't heard it.
It's a man's voice.
Bro.
She was just with somebody pretty famous,
right? Bro, they use her voice they use her voice to overdub Aaron's part in
Daredevil. Hey, can buddy, please, how's it going?
Are you there any way to find that?
They needed a more manly
voice. Is there any way
voice?
To find that? Aaron,
dude, I nailed that,
what
by
turned,
the way.
Aaron,
my manager dropped the ball on
what
that.
What was the turnout of that? Because you said at one point you were looking into it.
Yeah, I was going to fucking sue these guys.
Before you find that, please show them Brittany Griner's voice.
They said, okay. They said, no, you made scale. We can't do anything more. If you made scale plus
$200. No, they said Jews have scales.
It's not true.
They said if you made $200 more, they could have fought that.
Yeah.
You should have sued them for that. Why was that?
And what happened was my manager.
So scale means that they could just do whatever they want with your purpose.
We need his avails for ADR. I go, here's my avails. Then that's the last I ever heard.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh, is that her on the left?
Yeah, they used his voice.
She looks like a guy. She looks like Josh. She looks like our intern, Josh.
A little bit.
She looks like less hot Josh.
I work at Guess.
Yeah.
Time All-Star. What makes
this
continue to be different and special for you?
I mean, one, just...
Holy shit.
I've never heard her talk.
Hosting here in Phoenix. And,
y'all should let me out of prison in Russia because I was just smoking that shit.
Amazing. I mean, last night was...
Motherfucking time is his dick hang.
Okay, a time was...
You know, respect to Vladimir Putin. He did what he thought he had to do. Held me for a little bit, ultimately left me out. He gave 110% out there.
You know, the funny thing about a strap on is it fucking hits your clit, too.
That's what makes
So y'all
fun.
Both come at the same motherfucking time.
Quick question, mm-hmm. Queen Latifah. When did you start doing interviews?
When's the last time you had your bunch, your box munched?
Yeah.
Nobody knows the trouble I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Show your ride. Show your ride.
Yeah.
That's a man, dude.
Is she great?
That's not the best, you know, interview for her if you're trying to convince us that she's a woman. Yeah. I don't
we
know,
had
man.
A game almost lined up the who is the hottest WNBA like high score, and I think they clean up okay, but there's such a butchiness to the sport.
It's just, I don't know.
Unless you're doing buns in basketball where there's no basketball talent, but everyone's got their fat asses out.
Isn't it just such a weird...
Which I believe, I've said several times at Bonfire, they won't get behind it. I'm fine with Legion of Skanks. If we could sponsor a buns and basketball team, I'd be A-okay.
Would you play?
No.
Those cheeks out, dude.
Jay, you're going
to
have to...
You can't play. It's a woman's sport.
Nah, Jay, you're going to have to
Why
be
are you so
Michael Jordan on the Wizards type situation here. You're going to have to own the team and...
Dave, if I can for a second, Lewis, why do you hate women so much? It's about us sitting in a box while these girls play basketball in thongs. You know there was a leg break in buns and basketball that was as bad as any leg break in a...
It
was
we've played it on the show
before. Yeah, that fat black chick just eat. It's so gross.
Wow.
Cheat.
It is, I don't know. I just always find it such a weird ask that women are like, hey, you should watch our sports, where you're like, it's almost... Look, dude, it's on the level of me being like, stop watching the NBA and watch me and my friends play.
Yeah.
It's just not as good.
But how is it there's no female... football league that isn't them in lingerie, because they play in lingerie.
There must be one.
And
a man's
there must
buddy.
Be
let me tell you
a
something.
Female football
in lingerie. Lingerie football is insanely violent.
Well, I guess it's
because
insane.
They're trying to play real football and they're like, well, they won't let us play unless we wear fucking lingerie. But these girls are hurting each other.
Well,
it's
I guess it's insane.
Look
that
up worst lingerie football hits.
There's female boxing. But there's not female football is a little strange, I guess.
Well, there's female boxing, there's foxy boxing, and there's real female boxing. So the fact there's no female football, and these girls go to the worst lingerie football hits, please. These girls hurt each other for real, and they're dressed like idiots. Well, they're dressed like chicks, slutty chicks.
Oh, okay. I'd watch this.
Yeah, it's rules. What are you talking about?
No, it's fantastic. I'm saying, like, it's all.
Oh.
But they fucking hit.
Holy like, they're shit. Not, Monroe they're not, Martin not, really fucking laid that girl
out.
They're not playing football, is my point.
Yeah, they're playing.
Like, you
well,
should
why
let
do they
play.
Have this big hard wall on the sideline? Yeah,
because it's arena. You should let them play fucking not lingerie.
It is a little bit weird that if you're like, going to play football, you should just play.
You should let them wear uniforms.
Yeah.
Like, okay, it's girls playing.
No, I still get this.
I mean, they got shoulder.
No,
this is still better.
It's the only way to get people to watch.
Yeah.
Oh, she twerked on her helmet, dude.
Yeah, they're fucking pieces of shit.
Yeah.
It's hilarious for a male coach to take this very seriously.
Oh wait, are these the two mascots?
That's a
fighting?
Guy, no, that's a streaker or you know whatever a guy right on the field.
Nice
in a cow cuss.
That probably happens a lot. But yeah, these girls fucking drill each other.
Dude, this looks great. We should go see this live.
I think I wanted to start a bookie line on this, or do fantasy football with exclusively lingerie football.
Where do they...
Like, I got three girls playing tonight.
Where do they have teams? Is this...
What are the lingerie football teams?
Pull the names of the teams.
It has to be in America. This isn't in Iran.
It's 1,000% America.
Oh, dude.
I would love to go to this.
Greatest country in the world.
I wish I had a local team I could get behind.
Yeah.
Is there a Jersey team?
Maybe.
GM, I pull up all the teams.
I'll start wearing jerseys.
One...
Okay.
Philadelphia Passion.
Nice.
Charm. It's all the names of strippers.
Yeah. Oh, the New York Majesty. Now, do I get involved in New York because I live here now? Because I could do that. This is from great ground level. If I was a fan of this before, I would go Philadelphia Passion without a doubt. Can I see who's got the hotter team? Can we see the lineup of the Philadelphia Passion?
And then where do they play?
You're Philly all day long.
I am. So that's why I want to see the Philly Passion. I want to see what they look like. They probably have like a list of the girls.
Let's see.
Philly Passion players. We got this. I'm so proud of you already, Mike.
Bolliars.
You know, go ahead and throw a fucking space in there. But you're doing fantastic.
Bolliars.
Well, no, there's got to be a website that shows who the players are.
Don't just go to Google Images, G-Mike.
Keep going.
Yeah, the database. It says right there.
2011, dude. Come on.
It's from 2011. Get this out of here. It's nonsense. Right there. There's a Facebook. That'll probably show their best thing. Yeah, it'll show their best thing. Ah, Christ almighty.
Oh, there's his G-Mikes. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Ah, Jesus motherfucker.
Oh, and there's your address.
All right, Philadelphia Passion. Philly does have some hot sluts.
Yeah, but half of them are pregnant.
True
that.
Oh, you hitting my baby.
From Black Comedy Club.
Are you playing, bitch? No one need those ends.
The New York Majesty.
Yeah, Philadelphia Passion players.
I feel like they're going to be dykey. Here we go.
Now we got them.
Now we're talking.
Mary Rose Roach.
Oh,
ooh.
Yeah. Oh, that's Philly trash all day.
Mary Roach.
Those hips aren't made for birthing.
Monica Ratface.
Oh, look at this putt.
Oh! Jeez.
Oh, that girl's definitely a fucking
Mary
short
Rose
yard.
Roach.
That's a short yardage back right there.
She looks like Naeem.
Dave, you know sports. That's a short yardage back right there. That's Natrone Means.
Sure thing.
Running back and
defensive
end. I knew
it. Running back for sure. Go back.
Looked like a fullback to me.
What's Larson play? Let me take a look at her, and I'll tell you what she plays.
Megan Larson.
She's from Jersey. Ooh.
Long arms, receiver. Yep. And defensive back. They play two ways?
5'8", way too tall.
Oh, they're bye. They're bye players.
Yeah. 5'7".
Christy Bell, she's the star.
135. Ripped.
She's fat.
Okay, Lauren LaBella. She's an offensive line. Offensive line, wow. They go for it. All right, let's see the New York Majesty.
125-pound offensive line.
The New York Majesty, what do you think? I think it's all black chicks. That's my guess.
No, you think so?
I do.
Majesty.
Yeah, I have a feeling.
Nope.
Oh yeah,
but there's a few.
There's two black chicks on the whole team.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a way better team, Jay. You're crazy.
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, on hottest level?
I mean, they put the hottest one in the front.
I mean, that girl all the way to the right is a fucking busted turd.
Yeah.
They're also
the one on the left is also too muscular. The one, now, the blonde or the brunette, second from the left, good. One next to her, bad. The one down low, cute. The one next to her, whatever.
Yeah.
The one next to her, whatever. The one behind her, busted.
Yeah. This one looks like she just left her bus girl job.
Good for them.
Now, the New York Majesty are busted, dude.
Yeah.
By the way, you're right, though, Jay. There's something fundamentally, like, I always thought this league was like chicks who wanted to
show their bodies. Show,
yeah, be in lingerie.
Oh, no.
And they'd play football to do it. But it is more that you look at them, you're like, no, these are girls who want to play football, who are just forced to do it.
Well, it's almost like they want
to. Yeah, it's kind of sucks.
It is kind of like it sucks.
They have
it's
to dress
almost like
in
they wanted they wanted to play foot. They wanted to play football, but they still didn't want to make their fathers proud.
We'll be stripper football.
I wish I had a son that could play football. Dad,
are there any wardrobe malfunctions in lingerie football?
Oh, there must be.
I don't think there is.
Look at that. That's just a bikini top. They rip one of those off by accident.
I'm sure titties are popping out left and right, Jay.
Yeah. I don't know. I've never heard of it. And yes. I must have Googled that at some point. Let me know if my Wi-Fi makes that purple. Thank you, Mike. Tech joke. Fucking geeks. Damn, you guys are gay.
Morgan J. That's a porn name right there.
No.
It's almost done.
No, not.
We only got 8 more minutes of podcasting. Yeah.
Stone Lewis, then I'm just not going to talk.
It's fine. We'll go play drums. You don't have to talk. You can talk through music.
You want to play drums?
I have electric drums downstairs. Yeah.
Oh, look at that guy's ass.
She does have the worst ass ever. She got a Dave ass.
Oh, come on.
Hey, dude, my pants.
More.
My pants, dude.
This is great.
These girls have flat asses.
Yeah.
This would be worth it.
It's a football ass, dude.
Jay, if we can get tickets to the New York Majesty versus Philadelphia Bears.
I want to buy a franchise. Yeah. Let's do a Jersey team.
I'll start a Jersey team with
you. I promise you.
The Jersey Jezebels.
The WNBA, which is on ESPN every day, being talked about, it's now an official sport, whatever the attendance is. I'm telling you, and their major player, their best player makes less than $80,000 a year. We can buy a franchise of lingerie football.
Partner. How much do lingerie football players make? Got to be like, they're doing it for fun.
Hundreds. A couple hundred bucks a game.
Well, do we get paid for practice? No.
A couple hundred bucks a game, I'd say tops. Like early level porn.
How do we get our own team?
We just start with
our franchise. We have a football field right here, dude.
We reach out to the league.
No way,
dude. Just practice.
Use it for football.
Now I got to have football lines painted.
Yeah.
Dave, I can't have a basketball. Oh, Tamara, she's the athletic one.
What, did you guys get the salary?
Lingerie football players.
They call her the extra bone.
They pay to play.
This is a money-making opportunity.
Wait, they pay?
Idiots.
Cover registration fees.
I
swear to you,
God.
Gas it's like Digital, I'll say it right now with no problems. Wow. Gas Digital will cover all fees.
They get a percentage I'm in 100%. Of sales. That's how it works.
They get a percentage of ticket sales.
And by the way, how about this? The New Jersey Legion?
No, ooh. Better name. Sexier.
No, it's
New Jersey Jezebels. The Jersey Jezebels rules.
Jersey Jezebels.
We can get their best players and get them to pay us.
Dude, the Jersey Legion of Skanks.
We're going to recruit the best players in the league, and they'll pay us.
The Jersey Legion of Skanks. Guys, I would get hyped on a fucking aggressive female football game that I was the owner of one of the teams. I would get hyped on that a lot.
Open your fucking eyes, ref.
Dude, I'd go down. I would really be involved. I'd be like, this fucking bullshit. You saw her whole pussy was out.
By the way, Jay, you asked if there's ever wardrobe mishap. Every game there's a wardrobe malfunction.
I know. And now we're gonna be ground level because we're gonna be owners of a team.
Yeah, I can't.
Can you look up an owner of a team so we can see if we can contact him and see what it takes to own a team?
You just contact the Lingerie Football League. How do I start a team?
Yeah,
there's
a path to this, by the way.
Call the head office.
Jay, you're gonna go.
We can bring so much.
1,000,000% think we should do it.
We can bring so many eyes to lingerie football.
100%.
Jessica's jacked. Wait, we're gonna see Jessica naked.
Mike Ditka owns the whole thing.
Is it really?
Really?
Yeah. Ditka owns this?
Whoa.
He took over in 2021.
Mike Ditka? Dude,
he's always seemed like a reasonable guy. We can make him an offer.
Yo, guys, we can get a fucking dope-ass team together.
The Lingeries.
Alex, Do you want to play? No. Okay.
Alex. Keep your money.
Right. Well, G-Mike, do you want to play?
G-Mike, will you be our star quarterback?
G-Mike, your
What if
point?
We do that? What if we do want to man it, and we just get a bunch of dudes to play lingerie football G-Mike, and annihilate
trans,
these bitches?
All trans.
Yeah. Hear us out, G-Mike. You are poised to be MVP of this league.
They pull his pants down, his cock flips out. What the fuck?
Lewis, don't act like you went like to sit in a box while we were watching our fucking lingerie football team.
Jay,
dominate.
I already said I love
smoking
it.
Smoking a big
why
stick.
Why
these
are you so competitive?
Are gold
I'm
mine.
In.
No,
I'm your partner
no
on this.
Competitive. I want I you to go in on this with me. 100%.
I'm
Dave's
in
not
right
going to do
now.
It.
Dave
Dave's
will do it.
He's not going to do it.
We get paid by these idiot whores.
Yeah, no. I'm
Dave,
gonna,
it's fucking despite. It's
gonna,
what do they call it? Passive income.
I'm going to story wars this whole situation and support you guys.
No,
idiot,
dude.
The story
time,
wars
dude,
and body brain coffee present lingerie football.
They
present
just,
the New Jersey Legion of Skanks?
Dude, they pay you.
Why am I
no,
not
no,
this?
Like, I get it, but I'm going to.
Why has nobody else thought of this? It's a brilliant scam. It's just we're inventing money out of thin air.
No, listen, if you guys can hook me up
Thank
with season
you.
Tickets, that'd be sweet.
You don't think I'm an idea guy.
Oh, the other option
wrong
is,
time, time again.
You know, Eastville's up for sale.
That is true. I well, did hear
oh,
Eastville's
that could be our
sale.
Training facility for our team.
Lewis, you should go in and just do what the Jews did to you. You should just make Marco an offer, and then when he accepts, go,
nah. I changed my mind, dude. That's a
How much do you think
offer.
Marco could be selling Eastville for?
100,000.
Is that a, do you know that, or are you just saying it?
He's just saying it.
Said it with
I'm
a lot of confidence.
It.
Okay. Why are you yelling at me, you drunk?
Dude, this,
why are you pounding alcohol and
so
yelling
sad.
At me?
What Fuck is
you,
he
dude.
Selling?
You're just like your mother.
What
dude, you fucking sound just like your mother right now, dude. Where'd the fucking girls go? It's like
out?
Yeah,
right
he probably
out
doesn't own the property.
In that situation, what are you selling?
Hold on, Bobby Kelly's
Are you selling your lease?
I
like
guess
what
you're
are you selling?
Your
the
lease
liquor license
and your name.
The liquor license.
Oh,
the liquor license is
so
what.
So it's literally what would it cost me to get a liquor license, and then you're going to save me
plus
the hassle,
name,
the name,
and also
all
possibly
right.
built-in kitchen if they have that on
the. And also built-in mailing list, all the other shit.
Yeah.
So the idea so is, if it's a healthy business, you would go like, well, you're getting all the marketing, you're getting the liquor license, the kitchen,
it's
the
only
menu,
a second
okay.
location.
So you're a turnkey operation. You walk in,
it's
you're
the worst
the
location of New York Comedy Club, probably. I don't know the other one.
It's not easy to get to. On a Friday, Saturday night, like the traffic to go to Brooklyn from the city
yeah.
is great. I've done
if you're
it a
on the train,
oh, they moved to Brooklyn. I'm saying like New York Comedy Club, like the old Eastville is the worst location of New York Comedy Club. Probably,
it's not bad.
No, it's not
no.
a bad location.
No, I didn't say it's bad. I'm saying it's the worst
location.
of the
no,
no I think
East Village. No, it's a great part of East Village.
Is Stan New York terrible? The old Stan New York?
It's not.
That's
terrible.
Not a great location. I don't think Gramercy's a great location either.
I think that's better than the original New York.
I think
Fourth
Street
location.
And Second Avenue is the best out of all of the locations of those clubs.
Yeah,
besides,
I've only done
the
two shows
the
there
best
once
location.
Or twice. I haven't
it's
done it much.
In terms of
I'm talking about New York comedy clubs.
Gotcha.
New York Comedy Club.
But we're talking about Eastville
and brand
Brooklyn.
New York, oh,
because New York
I'm
Comedy
sorry,
Club
I'm
owns
sorry.
All of those locations
I'm sorry,
now.
I didn't realize. I get what you're saying. Yeah, huh? Better than, well, definitely better than the one on 23rd. I would say up there in New York comedy clubs, not their brand, but just the comedy clubs in New York, I think the original Eastville on 4th Street and 2nd Ave was amongst the best locations of any of them. I mean,
oh,
East Village is a cool yeah. is a cool,
and it was a crazy high dense like traffic,
yeah.
you know, street traffic area. What the Cellar has is by far the best.
Mm-hmm.
That's like no, because that area
street
is
traffic
so
at the
street traffic there is so crazy.
They're opening
like,
a fucking theater. I mean, they're dominating yeah. that corner, but they've dare I say given up on their integrity mm-hmm. of anything, which is fine.
Yeah,
I don't even have a problem with it, man. It's like you're making money hand over fist. But
yeah.
like,
well, I don't know.
It used to be a thing.
I get your point, but Gnome's making a lot of good points on Twitter.
No, listen, I understand, too. It's like, all right, the people are saying there has to be a trans. The next trans that walks through the door is here every night.
Yeah.
And like, and they, that happens, like, it's your business, man. Yeah. I don't know. I said, time in comedy will ease your woes about something. I saw, there was a girl, a young comic who came out of the stand. Derek Gaines made fun of her. After a set, not made fun of her, I told her she was terrible and she should stop doing comedy. And she cried in front of me for 15 minutes. And said all these things, and it's just like, I'm like, whoa, dude, this is like, it's a whole different world now.
Who's the girl?
Like,
I want to know now.
I don't even think you know her. She's like a young, very young girl comic. Yeah. Very pretty, black chick. But like, more influencer than comic.
Right. Yeah.
I've watched
nothing
her,
wrong
I've,
with
I've,
that.
I've watched her make her mistakes. I'm not the person to call that out. I don't give a shit.
Yeah,
but like, it is funny to see somebody still like have to give her the ribbing, where it's like, I do feel like I'm.
They gave her ribs. She was happy.
Yeah. I got.
Ooh, that was a good ribbing.
All right. I'll take these ribs.
I'm far enough away from it, which is kind of interesting for her to sit down and be like, And she was giving a lot of like, look, here's the thing. I know that I'm fucking hilarious. You know, it's like that kind of energy. Like, yeah. I know I'm a killer. So blah, blah. And I'm giving her a lot of like, don't take the anger, but people are going to be shitty to you because you're working a major comedy club 2 years in the comedy because yeah. you're hot. I go, but like, if you love doing it, like, it's so funny. I have such a removed thing. I'm like, just keep doing it. And you're going to have to get used to it. People are going to be like, this fucking cunt's just wagging her tits and ass. And I mean, you're just going to have to get used to that. And if you love doing it, just keep doing it. Who cares? Yeah. I'm like, but you're going to have a thicker skin than crying. I don't have any more of like the, this chick maybe already has like a kind of credit that I didn't have. Mm-hmm. She's 2 years in the comedy. I think she said she's already done like the Netflix is a joke fest and all yeah. this stuff. And it's like, yeah, you hot chicked your way onto it, but like, it is what it is. It's nice to be beyond giving a shit that just is what it is. You're going to watch all those things happen. You're going to watch another child. What's his face? The last one we probably know super well is, what's the, fuck, why am I blanking on his name? I feel like a piece of shit. The Hispanic kid that's on fucking SNL now.
Marcelo.
Who's a sweet kid, but like we watched him. He was a fucking Skankfest intern.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now he's making money hand over fist. He's a star.
Alex, is this Aaron Berg scene that he got?
Yeah. Oh, boy.
It's so funny. Sad.
That he got his voiceover?
This broke my heart.
Foreman! Who's the foreman?
I improvised and everything.
Hey, you're the mayor.
Yes.
How you doing?
I want running. You to stop what you're doing and fill that hole. You have the equipment and the manpower.
Hey, sorry, sir. It's the red tape. We're waiting on the permit approval.
Wait, rewind it?
You got it.
You got it.
So they didn't even want to show your lips move
nope.
with his yeah. fucking...
They didn't, tried to book
they didn't want his
ADR.
Voice so much, they didn't even have a guy go in there and line it up.
I did great. I fucking was you. So New York. And the fucking... I'm what? Telling you, my manager dropped the fucking ball on the fucking date for the ADR.
That's bad.
It broke my heart. Yeah. I watched it. I go, it's not
yeah, an
my
outdoor scene
voice.
Will need ADR probably.
And fill that hole.
Yeah. I still have the email saying we need his avails for ADR. These people are filming me watching how bad I'm doing. Oh. Yeah,
they're going to cut this guy.
All you did is make a confused face on Daredevil.
Dude, I had close-ups. I had everything.
No, rewind for a second. You got to hear his voice. It's a different guy's
it's
voice.
It's an old yeah, know, black
but,
man.
But all they do is go back and show Berg like this.
No, they have him yell.
Yeah.
It's your joke.
Hey, you're the mayor. I improv that line. I go, hey, you're the mayor.
Foreman! Who's the foreman?
Hey, what's going on? It's me, Aaron Berg.
Hey, wait, I'm short. You're tall. Where are you going so tall? Wait, you're tall. How do you get so tall?
This guy's bomb. Hey, look at this cancer patient. He's like working him.
Why are you so fat? Weren't you in a war movie?
Let's go!
How do you have cancer and listen, be so fat?
Listen to that voice, and it's also bad.
Hey, yo! Do the thing with the thing!
Got it. No!
This tall bald guy's dying.
Every time you talk over it, every time.
I'm the permit approved.
I'm talking to myself.
Scuba noobs.
Consider it approved.
Got it. No! Pull! Let's go! Now!
Jesus.
Move!
You can see I said move.
I'm not Aaron Berg!
I'm Whoa. Someone else that got paid to do this.
I'm some guy.
Oh. This is crazy.
You believe I'm getting more money than Aaron Berg got for this?
Probably did.
How you doing?
God. I want you to stop what you're doing.
You know what really sucks about
stop
that?
Stop what you're doing, because I'm about to ruin.
You know what really sucks? And you know this, from doing you've been a bunch of roles.
Yeah.
And done ADR, I'm sure.
You used to have a
not
bunch
only
of
do
roles.
You not get your not only do you not get your voice in the show. ADR is another day of pay.
That's correct.
If you go and do just one sentence in a thing, you get that full day of pay.
It's a G. It's a yeah. quick G.
Sick.
Yeah. It's gone. Look at that.
That's when he found out his voice is
being done.
Wait,
you cut my voice?
Oh!
What the fuck is wrong with
what are you doing with my
they
voice?
Made this guy dub over you complaining about
Did
your voice.
Did you cocksucker? You were such a nice guy to
oh,
me.
Oh, Baba Gagoosh.
Oh, you cut my voice. What the fuck?
Man, heartbreaker.
Oh. Should we wrap this bitch up?
Yeah, that was fun.
Fuck yeah, very fun. Thank you, boys.
Thanks for having us, Louis. Sorry, Jay.
I had you.
Your name is Jay. Thank you for having us.
I'm going to have Louis shortly.
Thanks for having us at the pavilion.
Yeah, Rebecca and Christine Ansick. Are we doing this behind a screen? So they are convinced we're going to have gay sex. I guess we have to commit.
Nice. You guys are four-waying it while I just use the pool.
No, just two-way. Just no, just me and Louis having sex, but one of us at Skankfest with the other.
I just want to swim.
But, you know, it's New Orleans, so you got to go big.
The Big Easy.
It's the Big Easy. I'm going to put my fucking wiener in Lewis's Big Easy.
Aaron, thank you so much for coming out and hanging
guys,
out
thanks
with us,
for having me. Such
you're the
a
man,
pleasure.
Aaron.
We'll catch you guys later this week, probably on Friday Night Hang. Doesn't matter when this comes out. There'll be a Friday Night Hang. Until then, everybody, peace.
Peace.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
Did you suck it? I think I would instinctually suck it.
Thick with three C's.
Who else be fucking over, Lewis?
Lewis Gomez.
Lewis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Lewis J. Gomez.
If you're ever trying to watch a retard draw swastika, it's hilarious.
I'm sort of known as a point guard of podcasting. Being a fat gay guy is so fucking awesome.
And comedian Dave Smith.
You fucking godless, soulless sodomites.
It's the fucking best joke I've ever heard in my life.
It was 8 inches.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.